Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
All right, just going over my checklist here. All right. Do show today. Get to rescheduled blood work for first ever Medicare wellness check.
That's fantastic.
This afternoon. Take dogs to kennel. Prepare Little League for tonight.
Now, you're not checking any of these things because none of them have been done yet.
That's what I have to do. I'm just writing.
Yeah.
Little League for tonight. Coach Little League game, 6 to 8 p.m. Take son to best friend's house.
Oh, that's better than a kennel.
Yes.
Drop him off.
Dropping him off at best friend's house.
Put a video on him so you can watch him, Josh.
No family members available to help.
Did you even call Kathy?
Well, no. Kathy's in Boston.
I know, but still. Family.
Tough, and I'm trying to get her down here before Thanksgiving. That's what I'm trying to do. Trying to get her down here. Then fly to Mexico. 7 a.m. tomorrow. We'll be taping. The reason I mentioned that, we're going to be taping a little later tomorrow afternoon. I'll be joining the boys, hopefully, from Mexico. And
this will be the first time you've done a show in a sombrero in years.
How about this is the first time I'll be doing a show internationally?
Well, sure, that too. Yeah.
Not that.
How about that? Well, you called in when you were in Canada, I think, when you went to the Buffalo.
Oh, yeah,
bar
yeah,
up there?
Yeah, yeah. All right.
So you did some Canada stuff.
So, yeah. So then I will be live from Mexico for both the Thursday show and the bonus show on Friday. And Luke Cotted all week, ladies and gentlemen. And then it's the Mexican trip followed by, when I get back, a little Halloween action for the family. And then out to Las Vegas where tickets are still available. And we're selling some tickets to Las Vegas. And if you haven't gotten yours yet, there is still time. We'd like to see you there. Everybody's starting to get a little bit excited. I'm starting to sell things online.
Me too.
For gambling money. What are you selling online?
I have a couple microphones up.
Oh, really? How long have they been up?
Like about 4 or 5 weeks. I mean, they're right. Precious items.
How is your son feeling?
Oh, thank you for asking. I spoke to him yesterday, Opry show. He said he feels a 9 out of 10, which is normal, he said. And then he went to the gym yesterday, so he's feeling 100%.
Are you ready for Mrs. O'Mara's cruel question to you?
Yeah.
She wants to know why you called your wife before you called 911.
The same reason that you would call your wife before you called 911, because you're scared of your wife.
I don't understand.
Don't you think that in the grand scheme of things, Mike, don't you think Carla runs your household? Mike, answer honestly.
I am answering honestly.
I would have called my wife first.
You would have called
because
your wife
I would
first?
Because I would have been like, yeah, is this something worth calling the ambulance over?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty sure I was going to call the ambulance, but I was also panicked. I want her in on the scene. So, and also, Mike, probably in a calmer mood, I might have called 911 first.
But the important thing is he's back at school and everything's fine.
Yes, and Carla still thinks I'm an asshole. So everything is back to normal.
Not an asshole. She just thinks you're a wimp.
Adorable.
But that's all right. I probably, when you say run the household, it's interesting because it is I'm lost. I would be lost, as I think we all would be, without our significant others. With that, when it comes to crisis management, I go into kind of a different world. That's always the way. It's just me, the way I've done it.
But Mike,
every aspect of organization.
Who runs Bartertown?
Master Carla.
Yeah,
runs Bartertown. But I don't. But in those situations, I go into a different mode. I don't know. First of all, it's her naked cruelty to you. That's what she does.
Yeah, although I think that being called a wimp and being called a dork are two different things. But tell her I send my love.
Well, you can tell her yourself in Vegas. Because we're getting close.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm sure that Carlo and I will spend lots of time together in Vegas, and she can praise me then.
Oh, no, I don't have any juice for my computer. I'm so mad at my computer.
You know, while we're waiting, I wish there was a way, Mike, that we knew how long a wait we have before we go to Vegas, almost like a countdown.
I'd love to hear. As a matter of fact, while you're playing that, I'm going to step out momentarily, and I'm going to juice up.
Thank you. That's right.
I'm going to take some steroids. I'll be right back.
Hey, Josh, show us what this wimp created.
Yo, it's your boy. Look, there's 25 days left.
Come on, Pete.
Only 25 days away.
25 days from now. Think of it, 25 days.
Just 25.
Yep, 25 days.
25 and it seems I'm doing just fine.
Only got 25 more.
Hi there. Better get busy.
It's the final countdown.
The Mike O'Mara Show in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Well, that's just silly. That is absolutely silly. It's almost like I found one clip of Donald Trump and worked backwards. Thank you for videoing.
I assumed it was around the Donald Trump. That was the stand-up. Who's the Yo Your Boy at the beginning?
I don't know. It's a rapper named Kevin D.
Okay.
And if you search 25 days left on YouTube, he's very much at the top. But
right.
I like that you made it be me saying,
I
Yo,
it
it's
would
your
be
boy.
You. With your giant Mountain Dew cup.
Yeah. Mike, do you want to see the video? I think it merits a second play.
Play it again. Yes, please.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yo, it's your boy. Look, there's 25 days left.
Come on, Pete.
Only 25 days away.
25 days from now. Think of it, 25 days.
Just 25.
Yep, 25 days.
25.
25.
25 and it seems I'm doing just fine.
Hi there. Better get busy.
It's the final countdown.
The Mike O'Mara Show in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
You better
That's awesome. Get busy,
Mike.
I'm glad you played that again. That is absolutely awesome. All right. I've been talking about this for a few days now, but I want to get to it right now and just share with you what is the deal with the Menendez brothers. All right, I have not. First
sexy,
of all,
sexy,
there's a mini series. There is a mini series on Netflix that is on and on and on, and it just never ends. So, I mean, I've been saying, let's get through this mini series so we can talk about it on the show. I have a relatively vague memory of the Menendez trial and the Menendez incident, and I remember thinking one thing. They're guilty as sin,
right?
And then they go away for life, and that's it. Flash forward to 2024, and suddenly there's a documentary about the Menendez brothers. There's a television miniseries about the Menendez brothers, and I start to watch the show Monsters on Netflix, which is about the Menendez brothers, and suddenly I am made aware of stuff that I didn't seem to really be made aware of when it happened.
Now,
is that, am I
granted,
the only one,
Mike,
like that?
Granted, I was just like in the beginning of my association with you when all this stuff went down.
Back in the early 90s.
Early
correct?
90s, right. And so I have to ask this, since you were more plugged into the news.
Yeah.
Because you were on a radio show every day. Do you think that what we're missing, because I don't remember any of this stuff either. Do you think what we're missing is the fact that it was a West Coast story?
No, because that was national news.
I think they pointed out in this miniseries what we missed, because this happened right before O.J. Simpson.
As a matter of fact,
now that makes sense. Thank you, Josh.
Yeah.
Because if it happened before O.J., then it was not 24/7 news coverage, which
exactly.
O.J. changed the landscape of O.J. created the O.J. story created a network, Court TV.
Yeah.
So that was so now I get it.
Did you know that the Menendez actually had contact with Juice?
They did.
Yeah, yes. They were in prison together.
They were in prison together, and they actually had to scrub down the prison floor that Juice was coming in, and they said, "Why?" He said, "VIP coming in." So they cleaned
really?
The prison before Juice got there, yeah. And then, I guess because it's dramatically suitable for the show, Juice is in a cell next to Eric. and so they're able to talk.
Yeah,
and
of course, Juice knows. Real.
Yeah, and I don't know who could verify it.
So
but
this
Juice
is the TV show
Eric.
We're
yeah.
talking about.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
This is the TV. All right, so all I remember was two guys horribly murder their parents, and they get caught, and they look evil. They really did. They still look evil
yeah.
when you look at them. They have evil yeah. faces, both
Dead
of
eyes.
Those guys. They, but then the stories that I'm hearing now, which are entered into the equation, are the allegations of absolutely unimaginable sexual abuse by the father on the boys. And then I am at the stage now where, first of all, Mrs. O'Mara, the great cynic anyway, as we're watching yeah. this, doesn't buy it, even on the TV show for a bit.
Does
I am
it bother
a softer-
her that Eric Menendez is such a wimp?
He never forgets, Josh. He never forgets like that.
Well, it's a little stinging.
I know. I told you it was cruel. I set it up yeah. for you with that.
Well,
maybe she'd be happy if you got a toupee.
Maybe. Maybe. I have to get the proper
Just like
tape,
Eric's
though.
Toupee.
Yes.
Eric
That's
Menendez
Lyle,
toupee.
Please. Lyle
oh, Lyle.
Had the
sorry,
toupee.
Lyle. Lyle had a lovely head of hair. And then you're made to believe, well, maybe this was just manufactured. Totally, and they throw. I do remember the writer Dominic Dunn,
yes.
who was part of this. But I want to get back to the whole point of view, and I'll ask Josh because I haven't finished it yet.
Okay,
when the miniseries ends, Josh,
yes,
are we left with a definitive answer or point of view as to what really happened? That's my yeah. question for you.
Yeah, I binged this a few weeks ago. It's how I okay. got through the Orioles loss. It's just this
a
nonstop.
Good way to do it.
Did
just
you find this
murder.
Uplifting next to the Orioles games?
It made me feel so much better, yes.
Good, yeah. good.
A little murder will help you with that.
It really leans towards they made it up.
Okay.
Is,
all right.
But
that's why the show's called Monsters, so
right.
they stay monsters.
But then I Googled the brothers this morning, and there's two news stories that come up. One that they found a new letter pointing to this molestation, so they're going back to court about it because it's new evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, that the actor did not use a prosthetic in the shower scenes.
Ah,
those are the two
okay.
news stories.
You're driving the downloads way up then. There you
wow.
are.
Yeah, there's a little too much of that for my liking, but then again, I'm sure there are people that enjoy that. I will ask this.
I did not find it, because of the subject matter, Mike, I didn't find any of the nudity prurient, because everything that was going on was pretty disgusting. So, I mean, if that's your scene, go with it, but that wasn't
and
for me.
The Juice isn't in those scenes.
Okay, good.
The Juice. Are you referring to O.J. Simpson, I hope?
The Juice.
Yes.
There's the influence again.
These two, this whole family.
Oh, it goes generational. Yeah.
Up. That is stunning.
If it's true, it goes through many generations.
Well,
in
I mean,
the
it's pretty. There are irrefutable facts. One of the irrefutable facts would be that he showered
yes.
with the boys after tennis.
Mm-hmm.
When they were like over the where they were late teens, correct?
Yeah, it was not appropriate, right?
Okay, so there's that. That's an irrefutable fact. Another irrefutable fact is that although it was not sexual abuse, there were multiple witnesses to physical abuse where he
yeah.
smacked his kids and berated his kids in public. That was seen in like these tennis tournaments because they couldn't, you know, say that.
And
that
the mother is not clear no. either, because she knew about it and she performed the inspection
and she went to therapists where she said I hate my kids,
right
so there's that.
But but by the end they make you question all of that as well,
that they made that up too.
Yes.
Well, you know what I think is actually one of the better things in the miniseries is the character of Dominic Dunn, who is played, who really, he can't make a misstep in my eyes, you know. He is from the producers, Nathan Lane, is so great at that, being that sort of erudite New York columnist type. But he also is the eye of the audience, because at the beginning, he doesn't believe anything they're saying. as I think we're kind of inclined to go too. But as it goes further and deeper into the case, he gets drawn in as well. So he's sort of like standing in for the audience as someone who is there and actually has an axe to grind at that trial. So
there
I
is,
love watching him.
On this miniseries called Monsters on Netflix, if there's one reason to watch this show, there is almost an entire episode, if not an entire
episode. It is an entire episode, yeah.
That is a one-shot of Eric, the guy that plays Eric, being interviewed by Leslie Abramson, the actress that plays Leslie Abramson. And
you just see her from the back. That's it.
It's all him. Absolute. So you've read about this? Has this been covered before?
They shot it. Apparently, that scene was done in one take. It's like 38 minutes,
Absolutely, probably it is. I don't want to say absolutely. Probably hate that. I've done that before.
But
it is some of the most amazing acting.
Give him
I say
give him the Emmy right now. Some people are saying it's overindulgent, but they do what is essentially.
Why would they say that? It's just. I mean, and when you look at that, you say to yourself, "Well, that's credible. That's credibility, right there."
And it's what it is essentially. If you watch, I won't spoil anything, but it's a 38-minute. One shot that is actually an incredibly slow zoom-in shot that ends on a close-up of his face, and at the very end, a tear falls. I don't know how they did it. I don't know how they timed it.
It was amazing,
but it is
to watch.
One of the. It was so engaging you can't turn away. That I think should be taught in film school. Whatever, however they did that.
And I come away from this right now. I haven't gotten to the end of it, and it is, in my opinion, when you talk about self-indulgent, I think the length of it is a little self-indulgent.
It's
I think
the pacing.
Button those up a little.
The
bit.
The pacing is a bit plodding. Don't you find
it?
I mean, the story is great, but
right.
they are taking their time. They really are.
If the I always err on the side of if they really, why in the name of God could they be that monstrous where they would do this without motive, where it would where the motive would simply be dollars or the fact that they were brats? I think I don't know yet. I haven't formed my opinion yet because I got duped like Dominic Dunn, where I'm buying it, and then you see him in jail talking about how they took it hook, line, and sinker. God, it's like, I don't know what to, I'm back where I started. I don't know what to believe.
I think that they also did, as far as motive goes, the first episode, at least, they do a great job of sort of painting a picture of their lifestyle and the lifestyle of what surrounds them and why they could be so bratty and why they could be so shallow.
Yeah, they're super rich. I mean,
yeah,
he was
I think that they paint them as a, as they say, soulless monsters. And that helps lead to the credibility of the actual murder because they don't care. It hasn't ever meant anything to them. And if they have an internal hatred for both parents and they're greedy, I think that's motive right there.
Yeah. So is what you're saying that the level of abuse did not have to rise to that from 6 years on, as they claim, 6 years old all the way through adulthood, that went on, that just the other kind of abuse, like getting slapped in the face occasionally, would warrant what they did?
I think it builds on each other. I think that if you've got an abusive family, that's really bad. If there's more, you know, verbal or sexual or psychological abuse, even worse. But you add to that the environment where they were grown up, where they grew up in it. The fact that their father went with them door to door writing checks for how much merchandise they stole.
Well, that I high-five the dad on, to be perfectly honest.
But also, that's the dad just getting them out of trouble time and time and time again.
Oh, yeah. I didn't look at it like that. I looked at it almost like he makes them own up to it.
Well, they made him own up. But
you and I look at it totally different.
But also, they made them bulletproof because...
What was that, Josh?
It was both. It was he went to the police and dealt with it so they didn't get in trouble. And then he goes and embarrasses his sons by taking them door
to door. But I mean, embarrassment sometimes can be...
disciplinary.
Yeah, but it saves them from hard time, though. He's pulling their ass out of the fire again.
Before this job, I used to work with rich people all the time and in these types of homes.
And right. I still do.
The amount... The amount of kids that I've seen like this, where they are in high schoolers that can do no wrong, that the world is given to them, and they got everything, and the abuse, whether it happened or not, just to take that out of it, I don't think you mentally prepare your kids for much when you protect them like that and give them the whole world.
And based on the fact, Mike, keep in mind that they're really stealing stuff just for thrills. Because they don't need the money.
They don't need the money. And they, so, but I get back to it. It goes two ways for me. Either they're monsters and they're sociopaths and psychopaths from the word go because the way they grew up, or they turn into these monsters and do these are cries for help. Based on the fact that they went through this horrible abuse. Josh indicates that when he watched the entire show, he comes away with the opinion that they made a lot of this crap up because they are such sociopaths and monsters. I haven't gotten to the end yet, and I was somebody who took it hook, line, and sinker that they were really abused like this, but then... my wife did not. And then you see there's one scene where he's in the jail calling his girlfriend
Norma
and talking about how what a great actor he was. And then I go, I don't know what to believe. And I'm wondering at this stage of the game, does anybody know really what the truth is? I don't think we're any closer to it. Would that be right?
There would have to be one hell of a final episode to tie up all the loose ends at this point, and I don't see it happening.
It's weird.
I have my own theory that doesn't differ that much from when the thing started. Now I know a lot more detail, but I've always thought that they're just bad seeds. And I'm very sorry they had such a tough time growing up, but that doesn't merit shooting your parents in the face.
This is a minor issue that I will describe from my childhood. And this was a girl that everybody was very, very gregarious is the wrong word. She was very...
easy?
Loud. No, this had nothing to do with sex. Loud and noisy, and she got... everybody gave her a hard time and stuff like that. And we're in Friendly's restaurant. And I was cruel. This is one of the crueler things that I did. I did the fake sneeze where I went, "Achoo!" And I did it right into her hair. And I went, "Achoo!" And everybody laughed. And I was like, later on, apparently, they are on the road. And they didn't realize that this girl's mother was in the car with her. And they drove by these guys that were in there in a minivan and mooned her as they drove by. Well, the mother saw this. The mother went to the police and called the police. And I think there were four kids that were in the van.
Right.
And then they mentioned me in the restaurant for doing this. And I remember, and the police called. And I remember my dad sitting there. My dad was at home, and he took the call. And he said, "They want you down at the police station. Did you have something happen at Friendly's where you were giving some girl a hard time?" And I said, "Yeah, we were making fun of Robin." And they said, they want you to go down to the police station." I said, "Oh, no. What? I mean, I didn't do anything, Dad." "Well, you just got to get down there." I said, "Are you going to come with me?" He said, "No. Get down there and go by yourself. You did it. You deal with it." And that was the extent of it. I sat down and I had to bite my lower lip because when the police guy took us into like a conference room with all these kids, and all of them all four guys were with their parents, and it was me alone. And the cop looked up for me and said, "O'Mara, are you the sneezer?" And I was like, I bit my lower lip. He said, "Well, you can go." And I don't know, I don't remember, nothing really bad I think happened, but they got a warning, a stern warning not to fool around like this. And I think I ended up apologizing to her on my own after that, without anybody telling
me to. Was
that
the first
time? Because that's the way you parent, in my opinion. And I told my son, if he ever gets into a scrape of any kind, does drugs, disrespects people, disrespects women, I will drive him to the police station. And I love my kid more than anything in the whole wide world. But when it comes to that, I believe you accept the consequences of your own behavior and wherever it lies. I think that in the Menendez brothers, they certainly paint a picture of the father being more concerned for his own image.
Of course.
And the family's image than the kids themselves. That's what I
Now, when you did that sneezing incident, Mike, was that the first time you met Robin Quivers?
It was Robin Quivers.
It was. Into my hands. Cool. Like that.
And I'm sure you had the clown sundae.
I was, you know, kind of a class clown. It was obnoxious. And, you know, that's why I also told my kid when he gets his license, he is allowed to have one friend in the car and not more than one.
That's
because
smart.
That's when kids get into trouble with that. But getting back to the Menendez brothers.
Yes.
I think that, you know, if you're pulling their asses out of the sling multiple times because of your own image, the kids get the wrong impression. I don't know what to
do. Have you gotten far enough in the miniseries to see how close the brothers are?
They're very close.
Yes, almost in it. And there are allegations that they had an incestuous relationship as well. And we don't know whether that... God, such a mess.
It was a mess
that resulted in two people getting their heads blown off. And we may never know what the real truth is, because they certainly paint Leslie Abrams. Is it Abramson? I think it's Abramson.
Abramson, I think.
As a pretty unscrupulous attorney, defense attorney. So who really knows? But she apparently identified with the Menendez brothers in so far as she really had a close relationship with them.
She said that she identified with them, and she said that her father was a bastard. But what she really liked,
she's 81 now, by the way. She's 81 years
and
old.
And still Trey doable.
Oh, stop it, please.
But,
please
you know, she had a financial interest in it. It was a highbrow case. It was on everybody's mind. I think she's as crooked as the rest of them.
I don't think it was as much then, because again, it was before OJ.
Yeah.
So we didn't have
the media scrutiny certainly wasn't there, but the media scrutiny, you know, 20 years down the road, 30 years down the road is what it is right now. But it is pretty fascinating the way
this
stuff
also, Mike,
goes.
A tip of the TMOS show cap to the lady that plays the doctor's crazy, the one that the affair is having with the psychiatrist that they admitted to.
Yes.
And her, the love interest.
Wait, you gotta rephrase.
Okay,
so people know what you're talking about.
They confess their murders to a psychiatrist because it was
the wimpy shrink.
The wimpy shrink.
Right.
And he's having an affair with a crazy lady. And the crazy lady gets called up on the stand. She's great. I love her.
I might not be at that stage yet, but I certainly went through the stage where she rats the boys out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She rats the boys out and says there are tapes of the confession. So there's that. And that's that they did the murder.
The actual murder, yeah.
You know, that's how they get busted in the first
place. And I guess part of the new, after the miniseries evidence with the new letter and all, is also one of the former Menudo members saying that he was also molested.
By the father?
By the father.
Oh, because the father, people should know that one of his big claims to fame is that he signed Menudo
to the American audience.
Yeah.
And so that speaks to the allegations of sexual abuse with boy bands that were, it was rampant in that that world. What a fascinating story after the fact, 30 years after the fact. And I guess we might never know, but they are still appealing, correct? The in real time, they are appealing and they are grown.
Well, they're showing this new evidence to get a retrial.
You think it'll happen?
I think that just like when Serial got popular, that kid got a few more trials to make sure it was all right. I think they'll do it here. I don't think the kids will ever get out.
Do you think the trial will last as long as the miniseries?
It is long.
It takes a long time. Long.
Oh, but, and trust me, they're already talking about adding a couple more episodes.
Really?
This one? Because they've already planned the first season, Mike, and we watched the first season, too, of Monsters with John Wayne Gacy, and remember living with his grandmother, who was Michael Learned. So this is actually season two, a self-contained season two. Season three has already been announced. Production hasn't begun yet, but it's going to be Ed Gein, who was the guy.
Scary
that,
dude.
That sort
ate
of
his mother, right? Or chopped
well, inspired
his mom's head off.
Norman
had
Bates. Yeah. From Psycho, literally.
Real. So that's the big. That's the huge guy, right? The super tall guy.
Well, he was big and he was fat, and that was one of the changes in Psycho. Is Hitchcock wanted him to be a more sympathetic character, so he made them young and handsome. Tony Perkins.
Oh, yeah, lots of bad people out there. We'll have to wait and see, but it is certainly fascinating. And you know, and the acting, Javier Bardem is amazing in it, and Nathan Lane is amazing.
Nathan Lane is great.
And I wish I had the name of the mother. She's fantastic too. She does a great job too. But she's certainly a known commodity in the acting world. So if you haven't checked it out. That's this is a big promo for it. But we've been meaning to talk about it for a very, very long time. And that
Chloe Sevigny is the mother.
Yes. And it makes me remember that was pre Court TV, pre OJ, before all of that. That was one of the marquee trials that we have. And now, you know, getting to where we are now as a society, I feel that today, in our world today, we are more separated from reality than we have ever been as a collective. It is almost as though I only wish to believe what validates my own opinion. And if you don't have the same opinion as me, I don't care what facts you present. And that's the way it will be. And I am just, that to me, that sets us up for a world where, you know, when you've got people that are talking about conspiracy theories that the weather that we experienced with Hurricane Milton and Hurricane Helene was somehow motivated by politics, that was created. What kind of world are we living in where that can even take place? I mean, anything is possible. If you live in that world, you can pull anything out of your ass now. It defies imagination.
We live in a society now, more so than ever, where people are dying to hear what they already believe.
Yeah.
And that didn't used to be possible because there was three networks and that's it. There was only three chances to get the news. Now you've got all these subreddits and threads and social media. And so wherever you go, you'll be able to find something that corroborates what you think. And I think its basis is the Rush Limbaugh show, when they started to have restaurants that would have their Rush rooms so that people could go during lunch and listen to Rush Limbaugh.
With people that felt the same way.
With people that agreed and thought the same way and made that a statistical presentation of what you already believe.
All right, I'm going to give you an example of my team and my aha moment when it came to a moment that, in my opinion, was irrefutable. And that was the right-wing people were saying, the conservatives, the Republicans, were ever since before the first election that elected Biden in 2020. You were dealing with saying, oh, he's not going to make it through office. He's got, you know, cognitive, you know,
right.
And it was on and on and on. And then most recently, last
year. Does this count as making it through office?
Barely. Because I'm going to give you now. You just calm down, because I know it excites you, and see, when you do that, I'm tempted to just get off track and really attack, and I'm going to refrain from doing that.
Focus, all right? Mike. Focus,
because I really, really want to.
This is the Mike O'Mara show.
So here it is. So, but getting back to it, I was on a regular basis. I said, "Did you see the State of the Union?"
Yeah.
Did you see the State of the Union, where he was coming out and he was kind of like, rah, rah, rah. But at the same time, the finger on the nose, the ticks that were there were concerning. But I, in absolutely no part of my being, thought that he was dementia ridden. I really didn't think so. I thought that he
and
was a guy.
And you're talking about Biden and not Trump, right?
Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And then the debate. And I remember sitting there, I turned to my right, and I look at my wife, and this was my quote. I said, holy S.
Yeah.
And without a shadow of a doubt, I said, well, the people that have said, you know, he's not with it, that he doesn't have it, that he's got, were right. However, the people that said that, they got that fact validated without any true factual information until that very moment.
It was told to them.
But at the same time, once I got that moment, I'm very, very happy that the powers that be dealt with this because, is it to win an election? Yeah, it's to win an election. Sure. But at the same time, I don't think this guy is capable of four more years, and I believe it. So I've changed a major belief system about the president of the United States. And I wish we had more moments like that where people would do that. You know?
Yeah, and I think that speaks also to the dividedness of news and how news is now opinion everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the shows and podcasts and stuff I listen to, the debate wasn't a surprise. It kind of seemed like that was coming, and every time he passed, it was every time he did a good State of the Union or anything, it was a surprise because I keep hearing he can't do it.
Right.
So when you would see his performance, with the news that you get and what you listen to,
a good performance, and they would come in the next day and say, "Oh, they hyped him up on some drug," and he was in an IV all the day before stuff like that. So
right.
You hear both sides, and
All that stuff is as pre-written as a Jim Nance monologue before a football game. That stuff is in the can before the debate or
that narrative. It's like preparing an obit for somebody.
Exactly.
That's there.
I finished yours, Mike. It's ready to go.
Yep. We're starting to sell it to Netflix.
Is Josh working on the videos too?
Yeah, I did the audio and he's doing the video.
Okay. All right.
We found a lot of pictures from your childhood.
Dreamy, the O'Mara brothers, even though I didn't have a brother.
Monsters.
I would like to say, Josh, do you think that, say it was on the other foot?
Yes.
And Trump came out and had that performance. Do you think you would have the same reaction by Trump supporters that would say, get him out of there, he's useless, or would the spin machine take over?
No, you would because you still have a deep part of the Republican Party that wishes it would rather not be Trump.
Yep.
They understand that it has to be Trump, but there's plenty of people that wish it wasn't Trump.
Okay.
So you would definitely see that as well.
Okay. I think you might.
Question
be right.
for your Republican buddies, Josh. Are there people that remain Republican, but they can still despise the state that the party's in? They don't like it, but they're just staying with it because that's more to their tradition? Because you have to admit, it's at best murky water right now.
I think both parties have shifted, and because of that, some people's thought processes have also shifted. So I think it's just where your focus is right now. I think lots of people would rather, I think everyone in the country would rather two different people be on the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
But it's where we're at.
I disagree. Yeah. I'm delighted with my candidate.
And which is that again?
Kamala.
Oh, that's right.
Now, that's going to piss people off right now. That's going to piss people off.
That's fine. I'm okay with Trump.
You're okay with Trump? I love my candidate. I'm just kidding. No, I do. I do. I like her. I think she's improved.
What about Emhoff?
You're obsessed with Doug Emhoff.
And Walls texts me all the time.
Can I ask you one question?
This is one question I want to ask
about the guy you're okay with.
Yeah.
Being a devout Christian like you are, how do you rationalize his behavior when it comes to women?
Because nobody's perfect. And I really don't look, I'm not voting for him to be the head of the church.
Okay.
I want him to fix the
economy. So you separate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's okay if he hates his fellow man.
Lots of people have hate in themselves.
Now, see, I don't want to appear that I'm trying to have a dialogue.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of things.
And Josh, last question. Menendez brothers.
Yeah.
Lying about the abuse or telling the truth about the abuse?
I think they are lying about the abuse.
There it is. That's
okay.
That's the
could either Eric or Lyle save the economy?
There you go. The economy does not need to be saved.
It's handoffs.
Anyway, that's fine. So much. Look at that. So much to cover.
Let's start the show, Mike.
A little. Let's do that. We have the roundtable coming up as well. And a little bit later on, I got to get some hatred of Jimmy Fallon. Rob's got some. I don't know what it's about, but I can't wait.
It's rich.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. With MyBookie, you're not just watching football. You're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for betting. bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no-sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too, a brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light 'em up! Attention sports fans, do you love winning? Of course you do. That's why you need to check out Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million members. It's super easy. Just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections, sit back, and watch the winnings roll in. How about a guaranteed win every week in September? Yep. Just one, yes, one, Caleb Williams passing yard gets you a win each football weekend this month. That's 4 weeks of easy W's. But don't sleep on it. This deal vanishes when September ends. But wait, there's more. Worried about injuries ruining your lineup? Relax. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. If your player leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, your lineup stays in play. No more stressing over those unexpected injuries. This weekend, I'm taking Derrick Henry for more than 70 rushing yards and Daniel Jones for less than 193 passing yards. Two picks I feel great about. The best part is you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today, use code TMOS, and get $50 instantly when you play just $5. That's right, $50 free. Just for giving it a shot. More winning, less stressing. Prize Picks is where the fun begins. All right, let me press this button and that button. There you go. Hi, everybody.
There it is, Mike.
It is the best time of year to get outside. But remember, from the trail to the campsite, hydration and energy are keys to successful outdoor adventures. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Plus Energy delivers 100 milligrams of natural caffeine plus 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink so you can accomplish all the things you want and need to do. And they've combined their popular peach flavor with highly requested blackberry to awaken your senses. And
peach
keep
and
you-
what?
Raspberry.
No, blackberry.
Sorry,
yes.
Blackberry. I use the British pronouncing of berry.
I love it.
That awakens your senses and keeps you coming back for more. Hydration Multiplier Plus Energy delivers energy comparable to 1 to 2 cups of blackberries. No, I'm sorry. 1 to 2 cups of coffee through about 100 milligrams of naturally occurring caffeine. The all-in-one formula provides mind and body energy plus hydration that leaves you feeling focused, alert, and ready to take on anything. Plus, 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Tear poor, live more. Take on the great outdoors with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today at one of my favorite sponsors on this show, liquidiv.com. Drinking it right now in my Pizza Hut cup, ladies and gentlemen. Get the thing.
Tonight on America's Funniest Home Videos.
America's Funniest Video, we'll see Ernie Anderson.
Here's Mike's tidbits, everybody.
We begin today with an auction, a Game of Thrones auction. I like Game of Thrones. I
like auctions.
I know you do. Memorabilia from Game of Thrones over the weekend brought in more than, are you ready for this number?
Yeah.
$21 million.
Really?
That included nearly $1.5 million for the Iron Throne. That's going to be in some rich guy's house or maybe a museum.
Or a bathroom. Can you imagine that being retrofitted?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Maybe a prison cell to the brothers still have some money?
Yeah, they could blow it on that. Actually, to clarify, it was a replica of the Iron Throne. Oh my God, it wasn't even used on the actual show. It was molded from the original screen used throne, and somebody was still willing to pay $1.5 million for it. People.
I don't know. It looks good to me.
In addition, one of Jon Snow's long claw swords sold for $400,000, and a hard rubber version used in action scenes went for $106,000.
That's stupid money. I didn't know that show had that kind of following.
Jamie Lannister's black leather armor went for $275,000, and Arya Stark's boy ensemble fetched $150,000. And I'm sure that Mr. Menendez, Jose Menendez, the father, would have probably bid on that boy ensemble.
Yeah, he would. And then he would do knees.
Knees, thank you. Oh, God, that stuck with you.
Mike,
you're
stop
a creepy
it.
Creepy dude.
I know you're not a hoarder, but real quick, is there a show that you would pay a great amount of money for?
Not
a
memorabilia. I don't do the memorabilia. I can't see myself.
What would you
doing.
Pay? Something baseball?
Sports memorabilia. Yeah, sports something memorabilia, was really okay. used in sports. You know, right. like a baseball or I've got a Curt Schilling
right.
signed jersey from the 2004 World Series that is probably appreciated in value to a degree, and I love it, love it, love it. Olivia Rodrigo. I like Olivia Rodrigo. I really do. I think she's a wonderful artist.
Former owner of the Washington Redskins, like her?
You mean the one before Jack Kent Cook?
Yeah.
Get me. Well, he would yell out to his receptionist sure. if he was alive today and liked her performing, since she fell into a hole Sunday night. He would say, get Olivia Rodrigo on the telephone. Yeah, she was performing in Australia on Sunday night when she accidentally fell into a trap door on stage. Man, those artists now, right? They got the trap doors. They're just goofy with the trap doors everywhere.
Paul did it. When I saw Paul 2 times ago, he was showing the video in concert of him falling into the trap door. He loved it that much that he survived it. He actually showed the video in concert.
Did he do but he didn't do costume changes or anything like that?
No, a piano came up.
Oh,
and he backed up and fell into the piano, yeah.
You know, we had a piano hole.
What? That's how we're bringing your drum set up in Vegas.
And I'll be
through the hole
into
in the floor
yes.
on the rooftop. She quickly got up. I saw it happen. I saw the video of this, and she fell. And then you see her grab on to the floor. So she stopped herself, and then she got up and said, oh, my God, that was fun. I'm okay. Bam. Just bounced up. Just resilient. I like her more afterwards.
That's got to be the drugs. Because that's not fun.
Stop it. That's you Olivia Rubin.
You don't think she's high?
Hi. Looking over at a new product coming on the show kind of curious about. I guess the presidential suite isn't enough anymore. We were talking about the Game of Thrones artificial throne they paid $1.5 million for. Rich people are building actual mansions on top of skyscrapers now. There is a photo going viral of a sprawling mansion sitting on top of a 33-story building in India. It's supposed to look like the White House, but it's not quite as big. I'm sorry, I didn't get the picture. I wish I had. The photo looks like something AI made, but it's real. The rich guy who built it started construction more than a decade ago. It reportedly cost over $20 million. A reporter called it an extreme example of a trend that's been picking up steam.
Oh, no.
There it is.
That's horrible.
I'm just thinking about a dog or a kid running and playing in that yard and going right over the side.
The Infinity Yard.
Infinity Yard. A reporter called it an extreme example of a trend that's been picking up steam. Unfortunately, the guy that built it might never get to live in his stupid skyscraper house. He fled India in 2016 after he was accused of fraud and money laundering. Yeah.
We actually have tape of the new owner of the mansion, Mike.
You got to give him that huck too and spit on that thing.
Haley Welch, former Factory employee.
Took that 15 minutes and made a fortune out of
she
it.
She did.
It's important to remember that there are some lovely humans out there named Karen, but yet stories like these are not helping. This is, bear with me here, this is a bit of a long one. A woman in the UK, her name Karen Connigan, was recently laid off by her employee, IAG. The parent company of British Airways. She filed a claim against them, arguing that they breached an equality law. But get this. She was mad because she didn't get a farewell card. There's more to the story, though. An employment tribunal, I guess they have those kind of things in Britain, looked into it and discovered that the company had a card for Karen, but only two or three people were willing to sign it.
Oh, no, Karen.
So they opted not to give it to her, figuring that giving her that card was worse than not giving her one at all. I guess it's a thing over in the UK that you get a farewell card.
Yeah.
You're probably wondering, are farewell cards that big of a deal? Probably not. It sounds like Karen was really something. She cared about it more than she should.
Piece of work.
In addition to the farewell card claim, she sued the company, bringing 40 complaints against them. Things like sexual harassment, victimization, and unfair dismissal. It sounds like she had several issues with coworkers, including igniting an argument with one because they corrected her spelling of whiz in another card for a colleague. And her boss said there was nothing
whiz?
To her complaints. Cheese. Take-a,
yeah,
I don't know,
say.
You know. Her boss said there was nothing to her complaint, saying that she harbored a conspiracy theory mentality. There it is again.
Yeah.
And mistook normal workplace interactions for harassment. In any event, the judge tossed out her case. It was determined that she was appropriately laid off. Two other workers were also let go at the same time, and that her position had become redundant. The judge also ruled that the acts cited in her claim either did not happen, or if they did, were innocuous interactions in the normal course of employment. All very British, that story, but
yeah.
I thought it was pretty
Mike, I've got a few farewell cards we're going to need you to sign just to cover our bases.
Oh, dear. And, Mike, I'd like to salute her with another one of you said there are good Karens, and there are. So let's send this one out to, what was her name, Karen Throckmorton of Great Britain?
For your purposes, ladies and gentlemen, it can be Karen Carpenter.
We've only just begun.
Thank you, Rob.
To leave.
She's a drummer, you know.
She is. Was. Finally today, a Burger King. Oh, I'm sorry, not a Burger King. The whole thing.
Oh,
Burger
not
King.
The actual king?
Get ready.
Okay.
You're going to love this story.
I love it.
Burger King and Hidden Valley Ranch are teaming up to give out giant tubs of ranch dressing.
Da, 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 da.
With sandwiches at select locations starting tomorrow. The tubs are free and are capable of dipping an entire burger.
The picture makes it look so much worse.
Oh, no.
Yum, yum. Look at that. Doesn't that look yummy?
No.
The so-called Big Dip tubs have 8 ounces of ranch compared to the typical sauce container, which is just 1 ounce. Now, in fairness to the people at Burger King, I don't like the little tiny plastic containers. I don't like ketchup in them. I don't like any condiments in them whatsoever.
You're missing the forest for the trees.
Okay.
Who dips their burger in ranch?
See, that's the part I'm with you on. I don't necessarily
the
think that's
the container's a good idea.
The container, you know, for, you know, chips or celery or something like that. You don't have
guacamole.
To request. What's that?
Guacamole.
Oh, yeah. Put guacamole in there.
You go big tub of it.
You do have to request the tubs, and they're only available in select markets. Get ready, New York, L.A., Chicago, Miami, Dallas, Houston, and San Francisco. Lucky.
do you think if someone of the plus size variety goes in, they really need to ask for the tub?
Ask for it by name.
Ask for it.
There's a tracker on the BK website where you can find participating locations. It doesn't sound like they're adding more locations because it doesn't sound like the tubs will be around long. Then why even do it? Fast food people.
So you would read that article.
That's it. Yeah, it's publicity. A limited supply of them. Josh has that natural way of making me feel like a rube. A limited supply of them will also be available tomorrow on HiddenValley.com for $1 a piece. Hey,
that's
bargain.
Fantastic.
That seems like a lot less fun for your artery clogging goodness, ladies and gentlemen. We will take a break. I can't wait to get to Jimmy Fallon. I'm looking forward to it. Got a little hatred for him, Rob?
Mike, you're going to love and hate. Hate at the same time. It's so Jimmy Fallon-y.
There's nothing I like better than love and hate, just like an epic novel. We'll take a break and come back with a little bit more. I never got to my musical interlude today. I might give you a taste of it.
I'd love it.
When we come back. Hey, one of the best ways to enrich your life is language. Oh, man, is it. I'll tell you, if I had the ability to snap my fingers and learn 10 languages immediately, I would do it. But the next best thing, if you want to expand your horizons, you need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years. Millions of users. They offer 25 languages. We're talking Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. Rob Spiewak, learn your native tongue.
You know, Mike, with Christmas coming up, you should learn Dutch so you know what the little girl is saying in Miracle on 34th Street.
Santa Bonafana, Sinterklaas Bonacha,
Donche, Donche. We all fall down.
Do you actually know the words?
Sinterklaas Kapuncha, Dansan Sin Manschunza, Menla something Largega, Donka Sinterklaas.
That's what occupies that brain. So that's really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's designed for long-term retention. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value, a lifetime membership that offers lifetime access to all 25 language courses that Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Our listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I told Josh that I gave Josh this little clip. I don't know who the artists are, but I think it's a cover of a Gino Vannelli song. It's an instrumental, and I just love this. Take a look. This is a one shot with like a handheld iPhone taking a take of this song they're doing. You want just real musicianship is alive and well. Take just a real quick pick at this, and then we'll get to Jimmy Fallon after this.
Okay.
Check these guys out. Brother to Brother by Gino Vannelli. Just stellar musicianship at its best. Bunch of dudes that are just synchronized, baby. Goes on and on and on. Anyway, I just wanted to give you a little taste
great.
Of that.
That, is
that gets my juices flowing.
And speaking of music, Mike.
Yes, yes,
well,
sir.
Young lady, and what's your name?
I'm sorry, she doesn't speak English. She's Dutch. She just came over. She's been living in an orphan's home in Rotterdam ever since.
Yes.
Well, we've adopted her.
I know that.
I told her you wouldn't be able to speak to her. But when she saw you in the parade yesterday, she said you were Santa Claus, as she calls you, and you could talk to her. Well, I didn't know what to do.
Hallo, ich bin blij dat je gekomen bent.
Oh, Ben Santa Claus.
Yes, I guess I can.
Existed, wel. Ik was zeker dat u het zou begrijpen.
Natuurlijk. Wil je wat voor mij zingen?
Sinterklaas kapoentje, geef het in mijn schoentje. Geef het in mijn laarsje. Dank u, Sinterklaas.
Now, Mike, I am not a person that dwells on the dark side, but I just want to point out that many times when people watch that movie nowadays, it's lost on them the reason that her parents are gone is they were killed by the Nazis. And that's why it's so particularly special that she comes to America and finds a home, because the movie was made in 1947.
Okay.
So that was a much more common trope at that time. So it's just, Josh, have you ever seen the original Miracle on 34th Street?
No. In the remake, her parents are killed by the Menendez brothers.
Exactly.
Bada bing. Bada bing from St. Augustine, Florida, the line of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, I'm no fan of Jimmy Fallon, and I know you're not either. And it's to a point that one time Carrie and I were going out with our cousins for dinner, and she said, and by the way, she really likes Jimmy Fallon. Don't bring it up. And I said, okay, I promise I won't.
So that's like telling you to do it.
I know. Well, I didn't. I was a good boy. I was good.
Very good. Very good.
But something I do love is Christmas music. And I have amassed through the years quite a good, I would say above average collection of Christmas music.
Absolutely.
I love to play them. I love to do the Rob Radio with Christmas music. But they haven't come out with any real good Christmas music in a while.
Oh,
and that's why this particularly stings.
No.
It drops on November 1st, Mike.
A real Christmas song from
Jimmy Fallon's holiday album. And here's what you're really going to love about
it. You know, you got the gig, dude.
I know.
You got the gig. Leave that to struggling country artists that are trying to, elongate their careers. Come on.
Yeah. Is it a comedy album?
It is a holiday comedy album.
Okay,
yes.
Because before he got the gig, he did release some musical comedy albums.
And they were funny.
So it's not pure Christmas music.
Well, Mike, here's the thing. He does duets, and this is how he really builds his own sort of image in his own mind, I'm sure, because it's not just Jimmy. It's also Megan Trainor, Dolly Parton, Ariana Grande, and Megan Thee Stallion it's a good lineup, but you'll also love this, Mike. He's doing a duet with Justin Timberlake called You'll Be There, and it's a song about a holiday bromance. It's a comedy album.
Do you have any clips?
I don't, because it hasn't dropped yet.
Oh, bummer.
No, they haven't put out any samples, but, Mike, they have put out samples of the merchandise that goes along with it.
Okay.
So if you don't want to buy it streaming, or if you don't want to buy it on CD, or everyone's favorite splatter vinyl, you can also get an oven mitt with Jimmy's face on it, a Christmas sweater with Jimmy's face on it, wrapping paper, and a jigsaw puzzle, all with Jimmy Fallon on it.
As I mentioned before, he's got the gig, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you see the price of these sweaters?
No, I haven't seen that.
Album
is 40. That's overpriced.
All right. There's.
Oh, I guess I clicked on the oven mitt. The oven mitt is $35.
Jeez,
yeah,
wow.
But you can't put a price on not burning your hand.
This sweater with his lovely face on it?
Yes.
$90.
$90 sweater from Fallon in the white tuxedo.
Sweatshirt, not a sweater.
It looks very much like an Andy Williams picture. But Andy Williams was a good singer. And oh, he's not a good singer.
Such hatred with that. Well, I'm sure you will curate a couple for us.
As soon as it becomes. I can't wait to hear the Justin Timberlake duet, because those are two guys that understand their own talent.
Yes, they do, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely. Hey, you know what, Justin? You don't need the guy. You don't need the guy. You understand what I'm talking about here? You don't need the guy. And I really thought, as soon as you started talking about it, I think he'd bring his little toy musicians out.
Right? I bet he has one of those.
All I know is
I can't take the creamed onions out of my oven without my Jimmy Fallon oven mitt.
Yeah, there you go. Exciting. Way to go, Jimmy. Once again, you got the gig! As a parent, I don't need to tell you how busy I am or how busy you are. That's why you need Nurture Life. You see, Nurture Life is a meal delivery service focused on helping busy parents easily feed their babies and kids from 10 months old all the way to 10 years old. The company provides fresh meals and snacks that are delicious, nutritious, and snacks that are ready to serve in just 1 minute. Nurture Life lets kids enjoy a healthy diet while still eating all of their favorites like corn dogs, spaghetti and meatballs, and so much more. RWS III loves the mac and cheese, and he's a grown-up.
He is a grown-up. He's like 10 feet tall.
So what sets Nurture Life apart from other meal delivery services is how amazing they taste and how healthy they are. It's even allergy-friendly. It's about time that a flexible meal subscription existed for babies and kids. So head to NurtureLife.com and use code TMOS for 55% off your first order. That's right, 55% off. Once again, that's NurtureLife.com for 55% off. That's a great deal. And make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know, ladies and gentlemen, that we sent you.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Beautiful video, ladies and gentlemen, on the Mike O'Mara Show with the countdown. You know what? I like that so much. Do you have that countdown to Las Vegas? I think we should play that one.
Oh, the 25 days one. Yeah.
Look, there's 25 days left. Only 25 days away.
25 days from now. Think of it, 25 days.
Just 25.
You have 25 days.
25
and it seems I'm doing just fine.
Hi there. Better get busy.
It's the final countdown.
The Mike O'Mara Show in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mike, if I can say my favorite part of that is the really loud record scratch twice.
Yes.
When the guy says there's only 25 days
25
left.
Days left. Hey, Californians. Hey, all you people out there in Sacramento, come over to the mountain for a weekend. Well, it's yeah. not exactly. That would be Reno. But, yeah, you know.
Easy drive. It's an easy drive.
Easy flight. All right. We had the hurricane last week, Milton,
yes.
and people still dealing with the devastation from that hurricane. Not fun at all. I yesterday was removing my hurricane shutters because I put a few of them up there, and we have a clip of me removing one of the
nice.
Hurricane shutters from the front of my house. This is a brief clip of that.
Mm-hmm. Mike, you shouldn't be on a ladder.
Oh, hey, I like it when I get laughs from it. Look at you know, it's funny to see what makes him really laugh, Rob. That is really fun.
That is good. That's an extension ladder that was overextended.
Yeah, I've been on those ladders many times. That's those giant ladders that fold all out.
Yeah, and if you do them the wrong way, they separate clean apart.
If you don't latch them.
I've seen them on like QVC, and they can be sawhorses.
Let's take another peek at that one.
Yeah,
Josh.
They're fantastic.
You got to be careful. Latch them together this doesn't happen.
Right there, he pulls them out. He pulls the latch out.
That is a nasty
Hold it.
Tumble.
One more thing to look for.
Yeah.
Can we watch it one more time? Don't look at the guy. Look in the background of the dog. The
right.
dog jumps when he falls.
I'll
There's
check
a
the
white
dog,
dog behind him. Please. Okay, there's his head. He's looking.
The dog scared the dog, too. A little bird whispered in my ear that we may be advertising gummies on the show soon. And people love them. Let's be honest. The gummies are fun, and the gummies can relax you, and the gummies can give you that desired effect that you want. But there is nothing, in my humble opinion, funnier than Grandpa eating a gummy. Check this out, ladies
Grandpa.
And gentlemen. You
what are you eating over there?
Hey, give me a gummy.
This is the best. There's son. There's dad.
What happened?
I was in there sleeping. I get up, went to the bathroom, and when I came out of there, I got so hungry, I ate yogurt. I ate half a bowl of pineapple. I ate a bag of potato chips. And I ate a Hostess cake. And I'm still hungry.
He's fantastic.
Why do you think that is?
I think he's just hungry.
That's spectacular.
This is great. Look at him.
I can't even see.
There's his son. Why put a shirt on, son?
I can't sleep. I can't go laughing.
You're not stressed out anymore, are you?
What's stress? I think I might have a taco.
There he is. I think he's sobered up.
I'm going to have a taco with my burrito.
He's still high. They're out at like a Chipotle or something like that. That's awesome. I love that.
You know? There's no crime in putting your father's health at risk for a great video.
God. Hey, Rob, when you go to the zoo, what do you check out? What is your favorite?
My family.
Visit? No, the animals, silly. I'm asking about
I love the monkeys. I love to watch the monkeys. Yeah.
Especially like the chimpanzees and things like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Chimps are cute. Take a look at this video.
That's like
Oh, he likes her.
He's proud.
Yeah. And you know what the weird thing is, Mike? The last time I was at the zoo, I did that on the other side of the glass, and everyone got upset. I didn't see them punish that monkey for doing that.
No, not at all. And you should have been. And the Menendez brothers did that, apparently.
Yeah,
that's
why I got glasses.
If you have a young person, my son is right at that age right now where he's demonstrating a slight interest in electric bikes and motorcycles, and I was a biker. I've ridden motorcycles. I've probably done things on motorcycles like riding through an entire state with a helmet law, without a helmet, that I am not proud of. I will tell you this. Every now and then, the internet will pop with something that is something I think you should show a kid if you want to put the fear of God into him. I have no idea how this was done, what CGI was used for this, but I'll tell you something. This freaks my ass out when I see this. And this is something I think every potential crotch rocket rider should take a look at. This is...
Oh.
There's an elk next to the road.
I knew what was coming, and that made me jump.
Would you show that to your 11-year-old there, Josh? You know, when they show an interest in motorcycles?
If they want a motorcycle? Yeah, but the problem is they'll just say, oh, that's CGI.
Yeah, they probably
they won't
would.
They won't think past the fact that if a straight video, he gets hit by the car.
Yeah, those damn sophisticated kids nowadays. I am traveling starting tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it. Really excited. And this is what I'll do after seeing this video, because I am a Rube. I will do this during my hotel check.
Chewing gum. You take the chewing gum and you put the chewing gum over the spy hole, just like that, so no one can see it. The second thing you do is look for an iron. Now, there's no iron around that I can't see, so you go into the cupboard. And here we go. There's the iron. So you take the iron and you iron just on the corner of the bed. Now, the reason for this,
you ever see this, Rob?
Is to see whether there's bed bugs on your mattress, because the heat will draw the bed bugs out, and bed bugs live on the corner of a mattress. And this is what you have to do every single time you check into a new hotel, because there's thousands of people that sleep on these mattresses. And look at this, this is a brand new mattress, and look, there's marks on it. Right, there we go. That should be enough. Now let's see whether we have any bed bugs left. Let's see. Oh my God, look! Oh my gosh! Look at that! No! Yep, I'm not sleeping in here. But you know what? I'm gonna see whether I can draw out more bed bugs. So I'm gonna cover it up now.
I don't buy this.
No, this is not real.
It needs to be tight.
Oh, come on!
I'm gonna go around like this.
Oh, stop the video. Stop the video. I'll stop it if it's fake.
Well, I mean, we didn't see him reveal under the thing until after he had done the iron.
Well, there's two problems. One, anyone who's going to stick their gum in the peephole, I'm not going to listen to anything else they say.
So you do not believe there is any chance it's real?
No, I Googled it because I didn't buy it as soon as he grabbed the
iron. He loves this. Ladies and gentlemen, he loves fact-checking me on the air live.
It says, no, iron in the bed sheets or mattress won't attract bed bugs.
Damn it.
Oh, well.
Total.
That means there's no bed bugs in
your place. People like that ought to go to jail. In my humble opinion.
Like who?
They ought to go to jail. Like the Menendez brother.
Yeah, it's as bad as murdering your parents.
It's terrible. Absolutely. We leave you. And Josh, potty mouth alert. I'll
That's
try
fine.
To get you to stop this before he gets into the real potty mouth. But my favorite comedian again. We leave you today with Mr. Ian Bagg.
One
of his live shows. Laugh. Come on, Cranky. I'm funnier than him. I just want to go home and shit my own toilet. That's all I want to do. Sir, do you know I'm talking to you right now? Totally reminds me of my father. Man, if I can get his arms crossed. Look at that. He's got his arms crossed. That isn't good body language, sir. That doesn't make me want to do comedy. Statue of Liberty would look like this. Nobody would have shown up in America, would they? He's staring me down like he taught me in school or something. So this is what you decided to do with grade 12 math. Are you a fireman and you're just wondering what's going on out there? Are you a fireman? I know you're a fireman. I see your mustache. It's very large. What month are you in the calendar?
That's
are you in the calendar? No? Is that why you're mad? Did you just find out before you came in? Are you f***ing serious? I've been in this calendar every year since goddamn.
All right, that's enough. That's the unbag. We'll take a break and come back with more beautiful video right here. Man, I love it. You know, I hate it and I love it when I'm called out for fake videos that I have. That got me. So you're telling me don't waste the time of getting the iron out when I check into the hotel in Mexico?
No, and keep the gum in the trash can.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I always chew gum when I travel.
And Mike, I need to ask for a pause here, and we can come back right after this.
Very good.
I took my Lasix this morning. I'll be right back. I'm so sorry.
No problem. No, it's running a little late. Pee break during the show. What do you do? Now, if we're really
cool. Well, we do have a commercial read you could do.
Okay, why not? I'm sorry. That's right. I should do that without. I'll do it a cappella because.
Oh yeah. He could have at least played the music on his way out.
He really had to go. That's our Rob, ladies and gentlemen. But we have time for it right now.
Yeah, we got time. We can wait for him.
Let's face it. Everybody has to deal with bugs in and around your house. Not those bed bugs, obviously. What a great segue. If bugs are even a minor problem for you, you have to check out our next sponsor, Pesty. With summer winding down and the nights getting colder, spiders, ants, and other bugs are looking to find somewhere warm to nest. With Pesty's do-it-yourself pest control, you can make sure they don't choose your house. Pesty is on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control products at an affordable price. With Pesty, there's no more waiting all day with stacks of cash. All day. Stacks of cash for the bug guy to show up when you can spray it yourself in a few minutes. Pesty makes a customized treatment plan for you based on your location's bugs and climate. But remember, do not take the iron to the hotel mattress. Please don't do that. The best part about Pesty, Pesty is kid and pet friendly, so you don't have to worry about their safety. Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no question asked. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs for less with Pesty. Head to pesty.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's pesty.com/TMOS for 10% off, and make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you, ladies.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
I apologize, guys. That's only the second time in 3,355
pretty
shows.
Good. Pretty
that
good
I had
track
to do
record,
that.
If you
yeah.
ask me. I
timed
enjoyed
it badly.
Doing it dry. It was wonderful.
Okay. You got to get that under the desk urinal.
I did, but it's full.
Yeah, the one that looks kind of like a funnel.
I have to dump that. Mike,
yes.
Good news, because I know you love television.
I love television.
Well, you're going to love NBC coming up this season as they bring back an old favorite. Here's the theme song. She sings it. It's called Happy's Place.
Belong to Happy's Place. You belong at Happy's Place.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
And the song, Mike, co-written by Reba and Carole King. So it's got some chops. I can't wait to not watch that program.
They are promoing the S out of that show.
Uh-huh.
I mean, really, really, really.
Well, America
it on
loves
thick.
Her.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
Would you like to hear Reba say that and then fall downstairs?
I would.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
Did her hair move when she fell? Now, speaking of someone who has hair to die for, the reason I play this is not just because it's Mariah Carey just being at her Mariah Careyest. She's on looks like a podcast with who I think is right now the funniest person on Saturday Night Live, Bowen Yang. And Bowen Yang actually earned my fandom when I found out his Instagram handle is Faye Dunaway. Literally, that's his name on Instagram. But here's Mariah talking to Bowen about, please help us out with the lighting.
I don't think so, honey. Listen, I can't with the overhead lighting.
Oh!
Why do they do it to us?
Why?
And I shouldn't even say us, because it's not us, it's me. I'm the one that gets the most tortured by the hideous lighting in every elevator, doorway, gym. Not
friend.
That I go to the gym, but I'm just saying.
I think it might be the
lighting.
Host.
The sun.
Yeah. I mean, the sun is okay if it's at sunset.
Yes.
And then I will gladly go outside and put the, you know, a little
seconds.
Hat on
yes.
or whatever. And that'll be pretty because it's sunlight caressing
diva,
your
diva.
Skin.
But
it's bad for you, so you got to be careful.
I think it's great that we've begun the thawing of her, because her record will start getting heavy play on the night of Thanksgiving, I think, probably.
Yep, and you know what? It is one that I do not tire of. And,
no, it's good.
You
it's
know,
so
that's
solid.
What Christmas music is all about. You know, it's once a year, and you know, I'll get back. Carla will, that's right. She's already started the Christmas music.
Has she?
She starts early. Oh, she loves Christmas time.
See,
she
that
really
takes
does.
The special out of it.
Mm-hmm. I know it does. I try to tell her that, but shit, you can't. There's no talking to her, you know?
What does she play? most often?
She plays the generic local radio station that cheaply punts and plays Christmas music to boost their ratings. Like Wash FM.
They've already done it down there?
No. I mean, just no. I don't think they've done it yet. I was exaggerating. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Comedy is exaggeration.
Well, you can get the new Jimmy Fallon album to mix that up.
And the oven mitt.
While I'm ironing for bed bugs. Multiple callbacks during this segment, ladies.
You have to pay attention. Mike, mm-hmm. I know you're flying to Mexico soon. Oh, yes. Mexico. I hope you don't have this lady on your flight.
Okay.
This is a Frontier Airlines flight. And remember, Josh Schroka is a big Frontier guy.
I'm flying to Vegas with Frontier.
And look for this lady who is a little upset that she left her phone in the waiting area. She doesn't have her phone on the plane with her. But she wants people to know that she's important.
Everywhere. If I was white.
Oh, also, the beginning of this, you just see the person videotaping, not the lady, because it would be a little too over the top to actually point your phone at the lady. We just have the audio.
Everywhere. Okay. If I was white in a suit, you would stop the train. Laugh now. I am the president of this whole goddamn country. Watch TV. See the TV news. That's a damn bona fide word.
She's the president of the whole United States.
So that indicates a lack of, first of all, anybody ranting like that, of course, that's a moment where they're not stable, but she's kookala, right?
Yeah, gummies.
That comment. Yeah.
You think it was gummies? I don't think
gummies.
So. I think she needed a gummy. That's what I think.
That would be grandpa eating the gummies. Go ahead. Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry.
Mike, were you at Cat Expo this year?
You mean Cat 2024?
No. The Cat Expo. That's different. The Cat Expo.
Oh, because I love cats so much?
Yeah, because these are where cat owners go. No. Cat 2025, of course, falls on November 9th, and it's at the Sphere.
Yeah, it's actually it's going to happen in Las Vegas when we're out there for the live show. Cat 2025. Be there.
Watch,
absolutely.
Watch your social media. It's a pop-up thing.
We'll have a table set up with the pins.
But, Mike, the best thing at the Cat Expo was karaoke. Now, karaoke is when cat owners sing karaoke, but they're only allowed to say meow.
All right.
And I thought this would be a disaster. I liked it a little more than I thought I did.
Uh-oh.
But okay. I don't understand.
I know I'm going to hate it. I know I'm going to hate this.
I don't understand the gentleman in bathrobes. That's all. That's probably.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow. Good pretty woman.
Meow, 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 meow.
9 to 5. Run around
serving kings and queens.
The national anthem.
You know, the bathrobes get me. I don't understand.
Oh, this is You Can't Touch This. Now, this was all to me, Mike, reminiscent.
Oh, my God.
Are you a
God.
Fan of the movie?
I'm sorry. I have
What's
to
the matter?
Break in. Well, I get these. I get
Do you
these,
have to pee?
No, I get these headlines that come across my phone. Authorities in Jalisco, Mexico, I don't know if that's near where I'm at, are vowing to bring to justice whoever murdered 5 men, severed their heads, and abandoned their bodies on the side of a highway on Sunday. Hey, everybody. I'm going
Keep
there.
Your head.
Yes,
that you can eat.
Isn't that wonderful?
Mike, are you a fan? Josh, are you a fan of the movie Super Troopers?
I am.
Yeah, by
Good
the
movie.
Broken Lizard
yes.
comedy group. This is when they played the cat game. That's what that last thing reminded me of, and I think you might enjoy this. They have to say meow as many times as they can during an arrest. And that's Jim Gaffigan.
Sorry about that.
All right, meow. Hand over your license and registration. Your registration? Hurry up, meow. Sorry. There's something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying meow?
Am I saying meow?
I thought you...
Don't think, boy. Meow, do you know how fast you were going? Now, what is so damn funny?
That is. I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around
the
all?
The other guy.
Bimbly, bimbly, from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice?
What's great is the other guy's just counting off how many times he says the out. I know,
they have their little
game. And every shot of Jim Gaffigan, you see the other guy's belly as he's laughing.
Yeah. You see so fantastic. I like that bit.
All right, Mike, really let's close bit. With, oh, this just in. The bathrobe guy was the MC at Katioki. So.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's do that. Yeah, and it kind of speaks to what I'll be wearing at the top of the downtown Grand on the citrus pool deck. Amen.
Your clue yesterday is that it was something tropical.
Yes, tropical, and not necessarily a robe, but maybe related.
Mike, don't let it out early. I almost said something really graphic and disgusting.
Just play your video.
Okay, this is the mic I hold in my hand, the last video. Okay. If I were to ask you to quote something that you did 30 years ago, would you be able to do it?
Probably not.
Okay. Are you familiar with the Bible verse Ezekiel 25:17?
Let me see. Have it your way?
No, Mike, it actually doesn't really exist, but in lore, that's the Bible verse from Pulp Fiction. That
the path of the righteous man, and Samuel I will strike down with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to destroy my brothers, and you will know that my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon you.
But that is a real verse.
It's modified. What I remember is that it was modified, right?
Well, yeah, I think he didn't quote it word for word, but yes, it's a real verse.
Okay, I'm not going against the Bible here. My favorite Bible quote is, "Judge not, lest ye be judged."
Okay. Very similar.
Mm-hmm. Well, 30 years ago, and this is wild to me, it's 30 years since the release of Pulp Fiction. I know we saw it as a group. And it really threw us
tick-tock.
Because we did not expect to see the movie. Mm-hmm. Well, touring, Samuel L. Jackson was asked about the 30th anniversary of Pulp Fiction. He was not prepared for this, and he whipped this out.
The path of the righteous man is set on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. Strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger. Those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers, you will know my name at the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
I would, if he was on this show and he did that, I'd have trouble walking.
I would too. I just thought that was so special. Cool.
Way to go, Sam.
And he took like the right sense of humor at the front, but he gave us the right punch. That was great.
Furious anger. That's what it's all about. That's acting, baby. Yeah. That's how it goes. Hey. 25 days to Las Vegas. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very excited. Tomorrow, I'll be speaking to you later in the day. We're going to do a later taping for you nighttime listeners that you can eat.
So if you need to take a siesta tomorrow, do it before the show.
I swear to God, 1940 stereotypes from Mr. Speedway.
What? You don't like to take a nap?
I love to take a nap. Another pee. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Josh Sharoke and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Where is that bathroom?
Want more?
Where's that bathroom?
Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
It's time to make your UK visa digital. If you have a BRP card that expires on the 31st of December 2024, or a stamp or vignette sticker in your passport, you should change to an e-visa now. This means it will never be lost and can be accessed online at any time to prove your right to live, work, or study in the UK. It's free and your immigration status won't be affected. Find out more now at gov.uk/e-visa.
Since 1989, World Land Trust has protected almost 4,000 bird species across the planet. That's music to our ears. World Land Trust. Saving land, saving species. Find out how a gift from your will can help protect the world's most threatened habitats and species at worldlandtrust.org.